Welcome to What the Health, a podcast where we explore the key health issues that are often dismissed. I'm James Jensen, a functional medical practitioner and owner of Hella Health, a holistic clinic focused on treating the root cause of issues rather than the symptoms, by connecting the dots and giving you practical and evidence-based solutions.
And I'm Julie Johnston, one of James's clients, and I also happen to be his PR consultant who, let's be honest, basically strong-armed him into doing this podcast.
So if you've been going around in circles, feeling dismissed and not getting the results you deserve, then you're in the right place.
Because as you always say, James, just because something is common doesn't mean it's normal.
Exactly. So let's drill down to what's really going on.
Now, James, we've got a super fun episode today. I know you're very passionate about women's health, and so is today's guest. Today, we're welcoming Sheridan Duff from Beyond Calories Coaching, who, as I said, specializes in women's health and getting them back to feeling themselves again.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty stoked to have Sherry on. I guess a lot of what Sherry talks about and her ethos and her opinions about things in the space that we work at, you know, we work in, so health and nutrition, we agree on a lot of things. So it's always nice to talk to someone who echoes what you think. Yeah.
Absolutely. So welcome, Sheridan. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your career, and about Beyond Calories Coaching?
Of course. So I guess where my business came from, our business name is Beyond Calories Coaching. And like all things, when you go through your own experience, you start to have a bit of a passion with that. So for me, I always just thought that there was so much more than just the calories in versus calories out model. I couldn't understand why that was just the be all end all. There had to be more. Our systems are so much more complicated. And about 10 years ago, I went through my own experience where when I took out my birth control, I had the implant on in my arm. I took that out and all of a sudden I gained 14 kilos so quickly within 6 months. And if you break that down, that's about, it's over half a kilo per week.
Yeah.
And most people who are trying to bulk or gain weight can't even do that. But without even changing anything I was eating, without changing my exercise, I didn't move cities or anything. Nothing else changed except for me taking out my birth control and then, you know, sending my hormones into a bit of a spin. And I gained that weight so quickly. And there's this quote that I really love, and it's when your mind is when you experience something new, your mind cannot go back to its old dimensions. So I just feel like that was me. I saw it happen. I saw this whole change in my body without even changing calories. And there's no way I could operate under that calories in versus calories out system. There had to be more to it. So, you know, as you do, you go through all the research and everything to fix yourself, and then you find out how you can fix others that are going through the same thing.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're working in that sort of coaching and nutrition sort of space. Is that right? And like, are you assisting people with personal training as well? What do you do?
Yeah. So it's my partner and I that are in the business. He does the personal training side. He's fabulous with that. And I take on, I only work with women clients. Yep. So I find that men's systems are quite simple and I love a challenge. So I take on females because everything is just so much more complicated and they need a bit more help.
Yeah, amazing. And so what are some of the key issues that you help fix with your clients?
So often I get the clients that potentially have been to other coaches that do operate solely under the calories in versus calories out type model. So, you know, they're hearing from their coach, oh, you're gaining weight, so we're going to reduce your calories, put you in a bit of a deficit. And for the women that have potentially a hormonal imbalance or something underlying, often that calorie deficit can either not work or put them in a worse place. And unfortunately, sometimes when coaches don't understand, you know, that there's something more going on, they can often say to their client, well, why aren't you losing weight? Are you actually eating in a deficit? Are you lying to me? Are you being lazy? Are you not actually doing the exercise that I'm prescribing you? So I often get the clients that have been through a bit of a whirlwind with that, they come to me and they say, am I crazy? Like, why is a deficit not working for me? Why can't I lose this weight that I've been gaining? And why am I gaining this weight when I'm not, you know, I'm doing all the things I'm meant to be doing? I get the broken.
Yeah. And James, this is certainly something you see a lot in clinic as well. And I know you often describe it as you help then remove the handbrake. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about it from your side of the fence?
Yeah, definitely. As Sherry mentioned, it's really far, you know, so much more than just calories in, calories out. And I see the exact same people that, you know, they're doing all the right things or they've made significant changes and they're just not quite seeing the results. And it also works for those people that are responding to that sort of calories in, calories out model. You know, when you sort of get all the ducks in a row in terms of removing the handbrakes, they actually get better results faster. So it's not just the people that, you know, are struggling. It's also the people that want to maximize or have to go to the, you know, the nth degree, you know, have to micromanage every single little detail just to get some results. So when we sort of remove some of those key handbrakes, which are quite obvious when you understand how they work, you get great results. And, you know, it's just the simple things that I think about. So like sleep and stress and, you know, we'll talk about hormones, no doubt. Again, meal timing can often be a critical thing. And when you've got a bit of knowledge around the way the body works and how it responds, when you can adapt and modify that specifically to each person, you know, tailor-made, that's when the magic happens. And I think that's what often makes people like us seem like magicians sometimes.
Yeah. And it's not just about the actual sort of weight as such, is it? Like it's kind of that sometimes one of the symptoms of some of the things going on. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I find that obesity isn't the disease itself. It's a symptom of an underlying issue. So a lot of people are then looking at obesity or even just general weight gain and thinking, okay, well, that is the sole issue here. Let's just focus on that. Let's get you moving more. Let's get you eating less. And when it doesn't work, they sort of think, well, what's going on? Am I crazy? Or, you know, and as James said, there's other handbrakes that you need to kind of remove for then that calories in versus calories out model to start to work.
Yeah. And so what are some of these conditions that you're sort of seeing, some of these hormonal imbalances that you're treating?
Yeah, so quite often for me, it's big ticket items like not sleeping. So for example, if you're not sleeping well, the body's in a state of stress. And the way I think about it is if the body's in a state of stress, no matter what the reason, whether it be, you know, anxiety or not sleeping well, the body's not interested in functioning as it normally would. So there's a thing called the cell danger response where if the cells sense that sort of stress at a cellular level, they're not going to be burning fat the way, you know, that we want them to. So again, you can like flog yourself in the gym and you know, eat next to nothing, but the cells aren't interested. They move into like an adaptive safety mode. So sleep's a big one because, again, it's where our hormones reset. You know, it helps with our energy, all those types of things. Stress is another big one. So along the same lines as the way it affects cortisol. So if you're all stressed all the time, that high cortisol can lead to insulin resistance, which is essentially where the body's more interested in, you know, sort of storing fat and certainly less interested in burning fat. And then again, you have the other things like other hormone imbalances, like if the thyroid isn't quite right, again, you know, we've talked about it lots of times, you might do a blood test, thyroid might look okay, but often the thyroid will adaptively look normal because it's not going to, again, if the body's in a state of stress, it's not interested in working properly or burning fat. And yeah, I mean, PCOS, again, along the lines of insulin resistance, gut health issues, inflammation from the gut. You know, there's so many things, and I guess that's why when we work with clients, it's quite a detailed process. And Sherry would be the same. We're not seeing people that, you know, they just know that they're eating badly and not moving enough. We're seeing all the people that have, you know, done all the things and it's just not working.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so, Sherry, how do you sort of treat these things? Like, obviously, nutrition plays a big part, and I think sometimes you also, you know, sort of tag team with James with supplements. So how do you treat these kind of conditions?
Yeah, absolutely. And James was spot on when he was saying that sleep is a big one. So I don't just look at nutrition. I have a good consultation with my client, and we talk about their lifestyle as well. We talk about their sleep. We talk about their work. Are they working out in the mines? Do they have, you know, a potential heavy metal toxicity because of their job? Are they, you know, do they have kids and they're running around and they're, you know, never relaxing? Do they factor in yoga, or do they factor in, you know, infrared saunas, those sorts of things? But we are also obviously looking at nutrition as well. So what are they eating, and are the things that they're eating influencing their hormones? And I think this is a big one when we go beyond the calories, is that you could be eating, you know, say 1500 calories of whole foods, but if those particular foods might include gluten or dairy, and you've, you know, potentially got an immune system flare up or something with your thyroid or PCOS even, and those particular foods are then influencing those hormones to be even more out of whack, then it doesn't matter how many calories you're eating. It's the specific foods that are creating, yeah, the, you know, dis-ease as such.
Yeah, so you're really able to help get to the root cause of that, of what's those handbrakes that we talked about earlier, what's causing that, and help overcome that so they start seeing those results, and but more importantly, feeling better within themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously everyone is different. I remember I was doing a presentation and I got 10 women to stand up the front, and I gave them all a, you know, a metaphoric condition. So, you know, 1 in 10 women have endometriosis. It's a lot more common than that now, though. It's probably more like 1 in 5. And then, you know, two might be on hormonal birth control. One might be coming off birth control and their hormones are out of whack. And by the end of it, every single person that was standing up there had a hormonal imbalance of some kind. Mm-hmm. And it did reflect our regular population. So, you know, that's why I really like to work with women, and we go much more in depth just to see what is actually going on with their body, their specific body, and then we align their, I guess, their protocol, their lifestyle, their nutrition, all those interventions to match that.
That is such a fascinating visual you've just given us of those 10 women standing up, you know, and reflecting some of those common issues. And I know James always likes to say, you know, just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal. Is that something that you're both seeing, you know, you're seeing more and more women that are struggling with these things and just kind of putting it down to that's just normal, that's how we should feel? And what's your advice for us overcoming all those issues?
Yeah, I think one of the big problems is, you know, and you know, Sherry's personal example is a great example of that. She hadn't changed anything other than sort of removing the contraceptive, and she saw a massive change. Mm. And that's clearly a great example of ignoring calories in, calories out. And the average person might toddle off to see their doctor, and the doctor might go, well, look, that's probably not a normal thing. So, but yeah, you're just a bit weird, and you're probably just lying about your exercise, or you're, you know, you're lying about your food. And these are the sorts of people that we see. And I mean, something in that particular scenario, for example, what you might often, I guess, understand is when you're putting all those hormones in, you're suppressing your own, I guess, natural balance. So then when you remove that, it's like letting go of a rubber band. Mm. So as the pituitary, so part of the brain, starts, you know, re-talking to the ovaries, and the ovaries like, whoa, I haven't been spoken to like this for a long time. And they're, you know, running around like crazy people making all these hormones. So you'll often see a lot of rebound weight gain when coming off contraceptives. And again, someone might go, oh, well, the easy fix is to put that contraceptive back in because I hate being, you know, 10 kilos heavier, which is just crazy. And it's really, really missing the point. And, you know, things like contraceptives, I know we've mentioned before, like they'll hold copper in the body, which kicks zinc out. Zinc's really important for thyroid. And that's, again, really important for acne as well. And that's why often women who might start a contraceptive for their skin, you know, when they stop something like the birth control pill and they get rebound acne, they feel like they can never come, you know, off the pill. So it's pretty sad. And I guess there's a few of us out there, you know, beating the drum, but I think there's still a lot of people that just feel broken, like their bodies just don't work, and it's just how it is.
Yeah. What are some of the success stories that you've had, Sheridan, like some of the results you've seen?
Yeah, well, most recently I had a client come to me and she had all the signs and symptoms of PCOS, which is polycystic ovarian syndrome. So what we're looking at there is we've got higher androgens in the system, so higher male hormones. And what that can kind of present as is you start to get things like male pattern hair loss. So at the front of the head, you start to see like the hairline thinning.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get male pattern hair growth. So things like darker hairs, those terminal dark hairs around the chin, the neck, those sorts of areas. And then as well as that, because your testosterone's a bit higher, you start to get a bit insulin resistant as well. So you get that midsection weight gain that is just so stubborn. And that's usually the first thing they start to notice, is that they're gaining weight around the midsection and they're not sure why. And then all of a sudden they start to lose their periods, whether it's irregular or completely gone as well. So that was basically happening to this client. She did get her bloods done and her doctor said, "You're fine. There's nothing going on there."
We have this chat quite regularly, and for those who may not have listened to one of these podcasts, often that's because it's within what's medically the normal range, but when you're examining them closer, you can still see some of those levers aren't quite where they should be. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. They're going – it's just epidemiology.
Yeah.
So it's really just taking the general population and seeing what the average is, but we know our general population is sick. So
yeah.
The average person is sick and they're referencing you against an average person.
Yeah.
So I know James likes to operate in that functional kind of ranges, which are a bit tighter. So they, you know, if James is able to pull you back into those functional ranges, you're actually going to be operating at a more optimal level.
Yeah.
And not just the normal level that everyone else is kind of going around in, and we know that everyone else is...
And for someone like this client that you're describing, you know, when you've got the doctor saying, no, you're in normal range, it really plays mind games with you as
Totally,
you're able to then help support them through what they can do to change things.
Yes. So I basically had a call with her and I said, are you getting acne around your jawline? Oh, yeah, I am. And, you know, we went through all those different things and she sent me her bloods and look, they weren't completely crazy. But you could tell that there was definitely something going on. The symptoms were screaming at us and her periods were irregular. So that's another thing I like to do with my clients is we track their cycles using temperature. And I can tell whether a client, if they have had a healthy ovulatory cycle, in other words, if they've ovulated in their cycle or not, released an egg, and that's the goal generally for women of reproductive age, is that you want a healthy length cycle that includes ovulation, because that ovulation gives us all those beautiful hormones and the ebbs and flows that we need for a healthy body. A fertile body is a healthy body. And what was happening with this client is that she wasn't getting her periods regularly. They were very, very late. And we did 2 months of tracking her cycles. And what we could see that was happening was that she was getting what was called a double peak. So essentially her body would raise her estrogen just like you would normally in a cycle. So towards the middle of her cycle, her estrogen was going up. And then her body would try and ovulate, but it just didn't have the right balance. And it wouldn't work. So her estrogen would drop again. And then a couple of days later, it would start to rise again. It would try and ovulate again and it wouldn't work. And then the body was like, okay, let's flush this cycle away and let's try again next month. So she was having 40-day cycles because her attempted ovulation was happening more than just once.
Yeah.
So we could really see that, okay, look, your body is really struggling to do this. There must be an underlying imbalance there. Let's tweak a few things to try and bring down that, you know, excess androgen picture that you've got going on. And we did that via nutrition, we did that via lifestyle, and then we tracked again and she ovulated and had a perfect 30-day cycle. So to me, that is like hallelujah. You know, that is the goal. If we can get women having regular ovulatory cycles, it shows us that their body isn't under duress. It's not imbalanced. You know, their body feels safe enough to have a good cycle, and that's really why I love clients that are not on birth control to start tracking.
Yeah. And so what is it, you know, because it is becoming more prevalent, and you mentioned before that, you know, we are becoming sicker as a society, and that's why those average ranges are changing in blood tests and things like that. What are some of the things about our lifestyle that is exacerbating all these issues that you're seeing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is almost impossible to live with a single income. If you're in a couple, you need a dual income to have rent or, you know, a mortgage and to be able to afford your weekly groceries. And if you've got kids, that's, you know, even more stressful. It's a very expensive life that we're living in. And then on top of that, especially when we're looking at our women that are going through perimenopause, you know, in the ages of 40 through to 60, they're the first generation that have basically been told you can have it all, you can get into the workforce as a mum, as a new mum, you can do it and you should do it, and all power to you. And while that is so encouraging and powerful, our systems are so sensitive, and we can do it all, but we just can't do it all at once.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that generation, and I know, you know, even watching my mum, having my brother and I working full-time, my dad was working full-time, it was a stressful situation. And they have been pumping their adrenals, you know, ever since they had kids. They never had that time to stop and rest and do the things that were supportive for their bodies.
Yeah.
So I think that particular age bracket is really struggling at the moment.
Yeah, I think there's absolutely a lot of listeners that can relate to that. It certainly is that period of time where you've also kind of got some good, you know, career experience and things like that. So you're possibly in a supervisory or managerial type, yes, position, you know, with a bit more stress and responsibility, comes with a higher income, but obviously the extra workload. You know, you've got, you know, young children or teenagers. Often you've got aging parents as well. And then, you know, that's the time of life that your hormones are really giving you a good smack around.
Yeah,
it's quite tough.
So. And then to add to that, you've got hormonal birth control that was introduced, what, in the 60s? And so, you know, they went through that as,
yes,
well. And it's improved over the years. It definitely has. There's better options than there used to be. And they used to use different particular synthetic hormones, stronger doses, all those sorts of things. So while now it's still not fabulous, it was worse back then. And these days, I think as well, we just don't have the education around what those things are doing to us, and we're not properly making educated choices.
Yeah.
I say to my clients, I absolutely support you. If you would like to be on hormonal birth control, go for it. But I want you to make an educated decision with all the information you can get.
Yeah.
So you know the pros and cons. And so you know that this decision now will impact you in the years to come.
Yeah. Fantastic. And Sherry, while we've got you, and I know you said that in the business it's your husband who does the bulk of the PT training and things like that, but what's your opinion in terms of, do you think there are different exercises that suit different women at different stages and depending what they're going through with what you're treating them for?
Yes, absolutely. I think when we're in our 20s, we can kind of get away with anything. I mean, we can do the HIIT classes and then do a weight session that same day. But as we start to, you know, get into our 30s and into our 40s, I think we really need to have a focus on muscle maintenance and synthesis. So we're looking at weight training, anything with resistance, I believe. However, you don't want to overdo it. There is a lot of, you know, research coming out about women that train intensely for 5 sessions or more decrease fertility. So we're looking at that nice happy balance where you want to maintain muscle because, you know, muscle is that organ of longevity. It's going to mop up all that hormonal mess. It does a lot for blood sugar. It does a lot for just balancing hormones in general and your immune system. But you don't need to overdo it. Like I said, our systems are so sensitive. A good, 3 to 4 day split of resistance training, amazing. And then in the meantime, get outside, get your body moving, go for a walk outside in the fresh air. It's just so good for the mind and the body as well.
Yeah, amazing. So certainly not a one-size-fits-all approach. You know, when you just look at, look up on the net, a meal plan and an exercise plan and away you go. It's certainly worth getting that personalised advice.
Yeah, absolutely.
James, have you got anything that you'd like to weigh in on that part of the chat there?
I think, certainly as we talk about like healthy ageing, because, you know, if you're going through perimenopause or menopause, that's where it's going to be the hardest to grow muscle as well. So, and we know definitely, you know, in terms of longevity, the more, you know, strong muscle you've got as you get older, less risk of falls, better bone density, all that sort of stuff. So you really need to take advantage of, you know, going into that sort of time era or time of your life with as much muscle that you can have. And, you know, around the, you know, high intensity stuff, I just generally say to people, how do you feel afterwards? If you feel refreshed, rejuvenated, like you're like, so glad I did that, then that's right. But, you know, if you're busy, stressed and under chaos and you just, you know, put your body through the ringer for 45 minutes or longer and you feel worse for that, that's, you know, a good sign that even if, you know, we know how wonderful HIIT exercise is, but if it's too much, it just puts more burden on the body. And again, when we come back to calories in, calories out, if the body's in a state of stress, again, you're not going to see the same results and, you know, you won't grow the muscle that you maybe would have ordinarily done so. So, yeah, I think it's, modifying exercises, you know, and looking at what, I guess, your specific goals are in terms of body composition. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of strength training and doing, you know, sort of walks and stuff like that, stuff that, you know, feeds the soul. Yeah.
To add to that, James, that's so true. And with women, they're generally so busy that the only time they can train is at 4:30 in the morning. So they're cutting their sleep short to do that HIIT session. And you can only imagine, like, your body is just screaming for more sleep, more rest, more recovery, so that it can do the fat burning, the memory, you know, recall, all those cognition things that we need. But we cut it short to go and do our HIIT session.
And I know I'm in my mid-40s and I find I need my sleep more than I ever have. Like, my body just screams at me if I'm not getting enough sleep.
Yeah. It's probably because you've just got more responsibilities. Your mental load is so chock-a-full.
Yeah.
You need to sleep.
Yeah. So it's a really great point what you say that, where women are cutting back that sleep for the exercise. So it's finding that balance.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Sherry, what advice would you give anyone who's listening and feeling like this is all really quite relatable? What would you give advice to any women who are sort of doing it a bit tough at the moment with how they're feeling and weight gain and feeling like their hormones are out of whack?
Yeah. I would really like to encourage women to know that they're not crazy and, you know, this can happen where you go into a deficit but don't lose weight. It can happen. And I think it's about finding a coach or a doctor or whoever it is that you're getting help from, finding someone that can actually listen to you and delve a little bit deeper into your lifestyle, into, you know, who you are as a person and how your body is showing up for you, rather than just hearing one symptom and going, right, okay, well, you need Duramide or you need birth control or, you know, something like extreme like that. And to trust that the small tweaks in your lifestyle and nutrition can make a really big difference.
Yeah. And I think certainly, and I'm sure, James, you'll agree with this. I know, you know, you've been doing this for a while and it probably felt like you were a bit of a lone wolf, you know, beating your head against a wall for a while. There weren't as many other practitioners that supported this holistic approach. But we're certainly seeing more and more health professionals or people with that willingness to look at things holistically and treat the root cause. Hence the fact that this podcast season is James and his friends, because there are a lot of really great supportive practitioners out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, and it's so blaringly obvious, you know, if you're, you know, doing all these things and you're not getting results. I mean, if you've got, you know, half a clue and you're a practitioner, you can understand that it has to be more to it. Mm. And sometimes I'll smack you in the face like I did with Sherry. And other times, you know, if you're seeing client after client, you're doing the same old thing and you're not getting results, you know that there has to be more to it. And that's where those who are willing to, you know, educate themselves or, you know, upskill and like Sherry said, really listen, you can make some, you know, massive improvements to people's quality of life. And certainly I know, and Sherry would be the same, you know, when we see clients, we're spending an hour often or more, and we're going through things like all their symptoms, what they've already been doing, you know, if they're on medications, we're looking at blood tests, we're wanting to see things in their blood work that wouldn't ordinarily be tested. We're piecing all that together alongside with what their exercise is and what their, you know, what their diet's like, when they're eating, what they're eating. And again, like, we haven't quite mentioned it yet, but you could eat, you know, 1500 calories of horrible food. And that's not going to serve you any justice. Mm. So, again, like if you're eating nonstop, you know, inflammatory foods, it doesn't matter that your calories are right. That might work for someone, you know, maybe when they're younger, but for most of the people that we see, that just wouldn't work at all. So, yeah, my advice would really be, if you know that you're doing all the right things and you're not getting results, there are people out there that can help you, and don't give up. And as Sherry said, know that you're not crazy and you're not broken, and seek help. Come and see us.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, Sherry, it has been an absolute delight chatting with you today. Can you let our listeners know how can they connect with you? Where can they find you online?
Yeah, so I just deleted TikTok, so don't bother going there. But I do have Instagram. So my Instagram handle is Sherry Duff, but spelt S-H-E-R-I-I-D-U-F-F.
Lovely.
Or you can just Google www.beyondcalorie'scoaching.com.
Fantastic. And you can work with clients all around Australia,
yes,
can't you?
Absolutely.
Or internationally. Yes. Like, you don't have to be in person. I think you do. Do you do some challenges as well? Is
yeah,
that right?
Yep. So we're running 8-week challenges, which I will add, beyond calories, we also go into lifestyle cleanliness. So I actually did a few years as a housekeeper, and what I found was that there were a lot of houses with mold in them, and it's easy to get rid of, but if you leave it there, it can really affect your health. So that adds to my whole Beyond Calories coaching kind of system. So we go into weekly like cleaning tasks in the week. So yeah, we're not just looking at nutrition, although that is a huge part. We're not just looking at training, although that also is a huge part, but we're going into lifestyle as well.
Oh, amazing. The whole low-tox lifestyle, yes, kind of thing. So I think that could be a whole nother conversation. I know James gets really excited talking about mold as well. Don't mm-hmm. you, James?
We've yep. had you lots of. You could do a podcast on that for sure.
We literally could, yeah, because I think that would be a great topic.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. There might be a mold podcast coming soon.
That's right.
Well, thank you again for joining us, Sherry. James, it's great having your friends come and chat. I'm really enjoying meeting all your friends. This is great fun.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more interesting than me. I'll have to be a bit more choosy next time.
I know. Is it bad if sometimes I'm starting to like some of your friends more than you?
Oh, well.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
You're still our favourite, James. You're still our absolute wealth of knowledge. But it has been wonderful having Sheridan Duff from Beyond Calories Coaching joining us here today.
Thank you so much, Julie and James. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sherry.
Thank you. We'll catch you next episode.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of What the Health. If you want to keep hearing more, follow us on the Apple Podcast app, where you'll be notified every week when we drop a new episode.
And if you love the show and want to support us, feel free to share this podcast with your friends and family, or go and leave us a review.
Yes, please help us make Julie's life easier when she's trying to market this podcast.
Of course, it would be remiss of me not to mention that you can go book a consultation in person or online with James to discuss all your health concerns. Head on over to www.hellohealth.au. Plus, you'll get free postage on any products you purchase.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.